Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Ken Grumbach being back on the show. Kenneth W. Grumbach is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated his 16th anniversary with us. He's the author of the outstanding demographic book on called The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. And he's our original demographer in the Brain Trust. Ken Grumbach, welcome back.
Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Remind the audience, just spend a little while since you've done this, remind the audience what a demographic is in terms of the way you think of it and what demography is. What do you do to be relevant to people who want to hear what you have to say?
I count people. I tell a story about my daughter who told a friend that I'm not an accountant, I'm not an economist, because accountants and economists count money and stuff. My dad counts people, and people are more important than money and stuff.
You got to train.
Demography is nothing.
You got to train well. My daughter would have said, yeah, my dad, you know, other people count money, things we can use. My dad counts people.
Yeah. Well, the demography is nothing more than live births, immigration, migration, and death. And understanding where the critical mass of bodies are, mm-hmm. and how often that motivates people to do things. For instance, I think on our last show,
how those things are shifting. For example, you told us a few months ago that there were more white deaths in America than there were white births. Didn't you tell us that?
No, I didn't.
I heard that then. But my point is that's a shift in demography.
That would be a dramatic shift, but I don't believe that to be true.
Ah.
But that's... Remember now, you talked
about... It's been fun having you here, Ken. Have a good life. Never shoot the host down, Ken. You should know that by now.
No.
Go ahead.
No. Well, it's, you know, right now in the United States, we have a pretty close to 4 million births, and we have the number of deaths is around a little over 2 million. Mm-hmm. So our population is increasing nicely, and you know, I'll take a look at the math. You know, I haven't thought about that, but I think that the number of white people that are dying and the number of white people that are, you know, being born are probably pretty close to being the same. Probably, actually, there should be more being born.
But even that, what you just said is a shift.
Yeah, well, it's one of the hallmarks of a population growing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then in 30 years, we won't be talking about white births or black births or brown births or purple births.
No, we'll all be like...
I remember that genius Paul Harvey 40 years ago, at least 30 years ago, said that, by the year 2050 or 2100, you know, we'll be America will be beige.
That's right. We will look like Derek Jeter, but he's handsome.
Yeah, I'd like to look like that now. But anyway, so that's what demographics is. And tell us what you do to be relevant with all that.
Well, two things: write books, and if that's what you mean. And I speak probably 40, 50 times a year.
But what are you telling your audience?
Well, I'm telling my audience that if you're in the United States and you're down and out, you think that, or you're thinking that the United States is down and out, and that China is going to eat our lunch eventually economically, and that Russia is a rising force again, you have it wrong.
Yeah.
Because demographically, those two scenarios are totally impossible.
So these people who think those things are reading the headlines, and you're studying the foundation underneath those headlines that may or may not support the headlines.
Demographics precipitates economics.
Say that again. This is going to be in the test, folks. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah. Demographics precipitates economics.
Yeah.
Period. Yeah. If you understand people, do you remember what we said last time I was on the show about Putin and why he went into the Ukraine? Putin's population is running a high fever. The whole population. A young man has a 50-50 chance of making it to 60 alive. And there are his abortion rate exceeds his birth rate.
He's got a lot of problems. When we come back, we're going to talk about what all this means to your small business and why you should care. With Ken Grombach, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.